Hey, good morning. As she said, my name is Molly Matthews, and I'm delighted to be here today to discuss a secondary data analysis study examining the use of food and food and physical activity as reinforcers and punishers by parents of both normal weight and overweight children. Okay. And I do not have any financial relationships to disclose. Okay, so there are three main learning objectives for this study. So the first is to describe how food and physical activity are used as reinforcers and punishers by parents. The second is to determine whether the child weight status had an effect on the use of food and physical activity as reinforcers and punishers by the parents. And lastly, I'll suggest some possible implications for this study to increase physical activity among youth. So this is just a little background. So the study was based on the social cognitive theory by Bandura. And so just to review, the reinforcers increase the likelihood of a behavior occurring, and punishers decrease the likelihood of a behavior occurring. And for when we're talking about the positive, that refers to a particular stimulus being applied, in this case to a child, and the negative refers to a particular stimulus being removed, again, in this case from the child, by the parent. Okay, so what has previously been done? Well, food has been previously studied, and it's been shown to be a positive reinforcer, such that giving food as a reward for good behavior increases the likelihood of the child engaging in that good behavior again. And also, Epstein and Letty found that food is actually not a learned behavior, so it's something that is innate within everyone. So that's an interesting fact. Also, food has been shown to be more rewarding for children who are overweight than children who are of normal weight. And this was by Temple et al. In 2008. So for the current study, again, while food has been examined with respect to how it can serve as rewards, physical activity hasn't at all. And therefore, the current study aimed to add to the reinforcing research by examining the possible uses of physical activity by parents of children with different BMIs. So we had two main hypotheses. The first was that parents of overweight children would report using food as a reinforcer more often than parents of normal weight children. And this was really informed by the previous research showing that the overweight children find food more reinforcing than children of normal weight. So we thought the parents might differentially use that. Also, second, because we didn't have any previous research to suggest a direction, our second hypothesis was that parents of overweight children and parents of normal weight children would report using physical activity as a reward and punishment just differently. We didn't know how, but differently. So here are our methods. Our sample, the participants were collected from 2007 to 2009, and this was part of a much larger cardiovascular risk detection screening program called the Cardiac Project, based in West Virginia, and these are children who are currently enrolled in public schools in West Virginia. So the measures from the Cardiac Project are noted here. And relatively recently, the cardiac program actually just screened their 10,000th child, which is remarkable. The cardiac outcome measures are collected from the children, and the follow-up screening survey is collected from the parents. And then the children do also complete a self-report of their health behaviors as well in the follow-up. Okay, so for measures, we were interested in four main items, and they're listed here. The parents were asked to rate how often they used physical activity as a reward as well as a punishment, and also how often they used food as a reward and as a punishment. And again, as you can see, the response options were 1 through 5, 1 was never, almost never, and 5 was daily. Okay. Okay, so for the statistical procedures, we dichotomized the parents by age as an older group and a younger group. These are parents of kindergartners and fifth graders, so we use the age of 40 and above as the older because of the youngness of the children. We also collapsed child BMI and parent BMI so that they were dichotomous. So the underweight and normal weight participants were collapsed into one group, and then the overweight and obese were collapsed into the other. And we first ran descriptives and then performed ANOVAs to determine whether there were indeed differences in how parents of overweight and parents of normal weight children used food and physical activity. Okay, so here are our sample characteristics. Again, the parents were mostly parents of kindergarten students. We did have fifth graders as well, and most of the children were in kindergarten at the time of this these data were collected, and also most of the respondents were mothers. We also had parents report living in rural areas, which really isn't surprising given that West Virginia is a very rural state. And we also had a large number of students participating in free or reduced lunch. And finally, we also, in conjunction with the free or reduced lunch, our parents also reported a mean family income of $22,500, which is also actually, unfortunately, consistent with the demographics of West Virginia. So for the results, the parents of the overweight and normal weight children actually didn't differ in their use of food nor physical activity as a reward. However, when we were looking at the difference between the older parents and younger parents group, the younger parents reported using physical activity as a reward for their parents significantly more than the older parents, and this was a difference of almost weekly versus a little more than monthly. So not a big difference, but still was statistically significant. Here is the table, the ANOVA table here, and so the first column we have the younger parent means, and the second is the older parent means. We have the F and then the significance level, and again, as you can see, the there were no differences detected other than the use of the physical activity as a reward. Okay, we also examined by the differences in possible reinforcer and punisher use by income, gender, and parental BMI, and didn't find any differences there either. These are all significance levels, and none are even approaching significance. So, okay, so for implications, first I'm going to acknowledge the limitations. We have one homogeneous population of West Virginia students and their parents, and West Virginia is quite homogeneous with respect to its ethnicity, so predominantly Caucasian. I think the last thing I read was 96% Caucasian, so we cannot generalize this to other ethnicity, of course. Second, the parents were only kindergarten, the parents were of kindergartners and fifth graders only, so we couldn't possibly extrapolate to parents of other grades. And the study does provide some insight as to the fact that programs don't need to be developed differently based on the child's weight status. And that is the physical activity programs. And also, practitioners may wish to present the promotion of physical activity based on the different characteristics of the parents, such as the ages we found here. And a possible direction for future research is to examine the behaviors for which parents are using food and physical activity as reward and punishment, because it's possible that parents differentially use the rewards and punishers based on the desired behavior outcome. And what I find particularly interesting is that although the overweight children have previously been shown to find food as more reinforcing than normal weight children, their parents aren't using the food differently as a reward. So, okay, and here are my references. And then I guess we'll be taking questions later.